This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's the start of a new week and the start of a new theme for us as we spend time with God each morning. I wonder if you know what your life is about, what you are for. And maybe even that question seems a little odd to you. What do you mean? What am I for? Why am I here? I'm just here. I just exist and make the best out of what comes my way. Well, one of the great things about the Christian life is that it's a life filled with purpose. I want to read a few verses to you from the life of Jesus this morning. This comes real late in Jesus' life, towards the end of his time with his disciples. And here's what he says in this encounter. It says in Matthew 16, starting in verse 21, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you.' But Jesus turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Well, this is one of the best known lines out of the Bible, isn't it? "Get behind me, Satan." And Jesus said those words to Peter. But today I just want to focus in on the first verse of that reading, where it said, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Now, just think about the beginning of that verse. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem. Now, that expression itself tells us that Jesus' life was filled with intentionality. You know what I mean by that? I mean there was a reason behind the things that Jesus did and the places he went and who he talked to and what he said. At every turn, there was a sense of purpose in Jesus' life. He knew he had been sent here by the Father, and he was on a mission. And as he carried out that mission, he carried it out with a sense of purpose in everything. So think about your life. Do you know that if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then God has something he wants to do through you in this world? He wants you to carry on the mission of Jesus. And in fact, the living Jesus Christ who rose from the dead is alive, he's in touch with you and living in you and through you. He wants to continue living out his own purpose in this world through your life. You have purpose. Every single day of your life is filled with his intentionality. And what God wants for you is for you to learn to yourself have the same sense of intentionality about your life that he has. Do you know that God carefully crafts your days, that he sends people across your path that he wants you to minister to talk to about deeper things than just the surface, to get into their lives, to encourage them, to say, "Could I pray with you about that?" To ask them if they have ever encountered the living Jesus Christ, and to talk to them about what it means to know him and the difference he's made in your own life. As you go through this day, remember that intentionality that Jesus had, even towards the end of his life, when he was headed to Jerusalem for some painful things. He knew it had purpose, and he lived out of a sense of that purpose every day. Why don't you stop right now and say, "God, I want to live out your purpose for me today." I'm John North.